Hello?
That was 3 in the Morning by Eric Skeel / Homestuck on Homestuck Volume 6, Air Transparent. You're still listening to WMFO. You're still listening again. Moria Shrine Radio at 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know if the one I said before 3 a.m. technically counts, so I'm just going to say it again to be certain. Well, it's 3 a.m. right now, and I'm exhausted. Had a pretty good Halloween weekend. Just chilled with my friends. Wore my JoJo's Bizarre Adventure cosplay. It was really fun. Watched some movies. Everyone else's weekends were pretty good. I got 2 of my midterms done last week. That was tough. Comp 40 is not the greatest. Well, it's fun, but quite difficult. I don't know. It's been a pretty exhausting week, though. I'm just going to chill out here, listen to some more music. I'll be with you in a little bit. Some good Toho music coming up. And see ya.
We'll be right back.
Hello. So that's some pretty good songs there. I don't know. I really love those two Toho mixes. First one was Fall in the Dark by Shibion Records, and the second one was a trance remix of Desire Drive by just some random musician. That's actually his artist name. So they're pretty good. Yeah, there's some pretty good songs. Well, this weekend, I found something on eBay this week. I'm a massive mechanical keyboard connoisseur. So I found something on eBay. Some guy was selling like an old terminal keyboard from he didn't actually know anything much about keyboards, so all I knew was the pictures. But the caps and the build quality looked really, really spectacular. Even though the board itself was pretty dirty, I don't know. It looked really good. So I bought it. It was like $40, $20 plus 20 shipping. Oh, well. And it came yesterday. I picked it up this morning. I went home. I live nearby, so I got a ride from my mom. And so I unboxed it, and it's looking pretty sweet. I spent a good bit of today cleaning it up, taking all the keycaps off of it, and I was sharing it with the keyboard Discord I'm on, to figure out a little bit more about it. The switches are apparently SKCC Alps SKCC creams, which are, I don't know how to describe them without pictures. Black boxes with a little cream, kind of prong coming out of them that the caps rest upon and push in and out. Also, let me set this as a discussion on my Spinitron over here. My new keyboard or something. I don't know. Submit. Newt. The switches, so they're a little bit scratchy, as the board's fairly dirty. I'm wondering how easy they're going to be to clean. I hope I don't have to desolder much, but I may, which is gonna not be fun, I'll be honest, because I don't want to unsolder all that. But even though they're in pretty bad condition, they feel really good. I don't know. I really like the switches there. And from looking at the board itself, it appears to be about from 1985. I've seen the serial codes, and they all seem to have all these different serial codes all seem to have the number 85 in them. So I'm guessing it's from 1985, which is pretty cool. I'm very happy with that. I have keyboards from, I think, 87, 88, I know, my Model M. But I'm not sure if this is the oldest one I have. It's the oldest looking one I have, though, definitely. And the plug for it is a terminal jack, like what you see with Ethernet cords. It looks like one of those. So the next goal is to clean up the keycaps. I haven't put it in my cleaner system yet. And to convert it to USB so I can use it like that. Use it on modern computers, because I don't have the mainframe this was built for. I think this should be a relatively easy convert. I've been trying to do some really difficult conversions on other keyboards, and that's been, I'll say this, my my schoolwork has kind of taken the priority over that, unfortunately. but that's fair. The hardest one has been the Weiss board, which is the terminal computer / keyboard manufacturer from the 80s. And the board I found, which I found at the local recycling center up in Arlington. I cleaned that up. The switches are not in great condition. They're vintage Cherry MX Black switches, which are supposed to be some of the best linear switches out there. And the ones that do feel good on that board are pretty good. They definitely do. They feel nice. I guess, I don't know. Personally, I prefer, big thonkier sounding switches. But these are nice, and I'd like to get it working eventually. But it's kind of been a pain because the protocol on the boards, on the Weiss keyboard that I have at least, is a very strange, as a data connection for, it's like a 10-prong plug. It's hard to describe, but it's a little bit annoying, the data connections on the protocol are not standard, because what I'm trying to use is the SORS converter, which is a open source, I think it's open source, I hope it's open source, converter software, that you load onto the, onto a little Arduino board firmware and such, and get all the pins to the different data pins of the keyboard, and then the Arduino just acts as the keyboard when it's plugged in with the data pins. So it's a very neat system, and I haven't yet gotten a working test of it yet. It should be relatively easy to get my Model F, IBM Model F, which I got. My friend found. That's a car out there at 3:30 a.m. Huh. It should be relatively easy to get my Model F, IBM Model F, converted, because that's a fairly popular vintage keyboard. So there's been a lot of guides I've seen about that. There's not a lot of guides on the Weiss keyboard. Or this random mainframe one I found on eBay. Also, let me give you a quick PSA. All right, this is an emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This was a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, there's the PSA. Let me put the binder back. Yeah, good stuff. So yeah, now I got to get started on just converting all the keyboards I have to USB, because currently I got my IBM Model M, which I bought from some guy on r/ mechanical keyboards, or actually technically I think it was from r/ mech market, the seller Reddit, and it was pre-converted, so I didn't get the chance to mess around with that. Although I could open it and see how he's done it, because that could be very interesting. But I think the Model F should be a fun project. Should be a pretty simple project. When I have time, though, Comp 40 has kind of been taking over my time. Although now I'm more free from it, as I have a fairly simple project going, and I just finished the midterm. So yeah, I could probably get it. I could probably work on that this week, with my spare time. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess I'll play some more music. Let's see, which one do I want next? I'll go for a nice felt, and then that one, the Iosis. That's pretty good. Yep. All right. Well, enjoy. Yeah, it's just more Toho remixes. So, all right, enjoy. Hello. Welcome back. Those are some pretty good ones. The first one was Flower Flag by Felt. Felt's a great artist, by the way. They make some fantastic songs. I'm counting them first on Osu, my favorite rhythm game, which has a bunch of Toho songs. The other one was, the song name is actually in Japanese, but it's a remix of Septet for the Dead Princess. So that's probably good enough to say that. Septet. And by Iosis, who's a pretty big name, Toho remixer. Made some good meme songs. Yep. It is late, man. 3:45, really. Well, I got. Let's see. I guess I wanted to play the one more. We're gonna go into the metal portion of our show, which I'm gonna probably have a long metal song that I bring. I think I'm gonna do. So I have a couple options here. I have Uta. Yeah, I'll probably do Uta. That's probably a good one. Yeah, and that'll put us to about then, and then I can play that song, and then cut off there. All right, well, enjoy this super heavy metal song. Here you go.
形を変えて思いは生まれ続ける。あなたたちは永遠に見守られ続ける。
様々に変えられ、
それでもその小さな命は強く強く輝いている。
Welcome back. Those are some two great metal songs. The first one was Uta by Imperial Circus Dead Decadence, which is like one of my favorite names for an artist ever. It's great. The other one was Everything Will Freeze by Undead Corporation. Both of those I also found out about from Osu. And Uta is not a Toho remix, but Everything Will Freeze is. Yeah, those are some pretty good songs. This is Moria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, that's that. Now, probably gonna start packing my stuff up because it's almost 4. It was good chilling out here in the studio. Alright, so let's do that. Alright, so we got that's Mori Shrine Radio. Let's get the Spinatron logged out. Close all those tabs. Gonna start setting up Rivendell. Let's see. Okay, that should all be good. Well, 30 seconds left. Go enjoy your week. And yep. Have fun. And here is Rivendell to keep you occupied for if you're somehow awake at this hour. And here we go.